for an hour or a half hour a few times a day.
And
one of the other ways to not depend on others' mercy, particularly doctors, he said, take a cucumber, and when we get on to the element earth, we'll discuss the grosser medicines or grosser foods. So one of them is cucumber, because it's a natural medicine created by Krishna. He said, take a cucumber and grate it, not with the skin, but just grate it, and put it in a cloth, a cotton cloth, fold it over so that it makes a poultice, and put it on the foot. And do that for an hour and a half, twice a day. So in one day, the cucumber sucked out all the poison, and it all went away. That and a little sun therapy. Sometimes when we have boils, we don't know what to do, and it just can go on for weeks, and you can't sit, you can't stand, you can't lie down, you can't think. But if you take some grated cucumber and put it on the area as a poultice, it takes the poison right out. Even if you don't have cucumber, just take a cold cloth, cold water and a cotton cloth, put that on the area, and it pulls out the poison. Krishna's divine energies are everywhere. That's why it's called natural hygiene, because nature is everywhere, and you don't have to depend on anyone else. Or an aloe vera plant, which isn't everywhere, but many places. Put that plant, aloe vera, you have it here? Just break the leaf and the ointment inside pulls out the boil. So another place that the sun is mentioned in Prabhupada's books is in the Bhagavad Gita, where Prabhupada talks about worshipping different demigods. Again, worshipping demigods will not get one back to Godhead. In fact, demigod worship is condemned. But Prabhupada explains that in India, for health purposes, when someone is unhealthy, he might worship the sun god. So if we go out in the sun, we get the benediction, the blessings of the sun god, and that helps with health. So one can fast, sit down and fast in the sunlight, and all the disease will go away. Prabhupada said both those things work, the sunshine and the fasting. When I was very, very ill in 1969, I was always a workaholic. I am now and I was then. So Prabhupada told me something that the worst thing that I could have heard, which was stop all activities. And another thing that it's about me is that I have no attraction for chanting. So the other worst thing he said was stop all your activities, all your painting and activities, etc., and just sit down and chant Hare Krishna all day. That was like 100 rounds a day or something. And then we had just opened our temple in Hawaii. So Prabhupada told me to go to Hawaii. And he wrote us that the warm sunshine and ocean air will be very nourishing. Nourishment means food. So he was also confirming there that the natural water, the ocean, the sun was also acting as food. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he also discusses how water is food, and that we'll get to gradually. Another exercise within the sun, a sun exercise, that healing also on a subtle level that makes the mind more peaceful, is that in the morning, sometimes you see this also in photographs of India, that you see sun worship in the morning, somebody's going like this, looking up at the sun. But an easier way to do that is as the sun is rising, when it's a red ball, and it's just coming up on the horizon, so that it won't burn your eyes to look at it. Look at the sun as it's rising, when it's still a red ball, but keep blinking so that it doesn't hurt your eyes. Just keep blinking as you're looking at it. And the sunlight goes into the retina of the eyes and does something to make the mind more peaceful. So it also helps with mental health. But always chanting Hare Krishna at the same time, since nothing works without Krishna's mercy. Yes?
One devotee once told me that he said there's a statement, you should not look into the sunshine because this short is your lifetime.
Who said?
Some devotee. I don't remember. Yeah, I never heard it. But then I think she said, I might even have heard that she has some real advanced devotee.
Oh,
yeah, of course. I'm just asking because, you know, maybe you have heard it.
I never heard it.
Because I don't know where to write.
If you look at the sun, it'll blind us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we discuss false ego, intelligence, mind, air, fire, and next is what? Water. So now we'll discuss water as a food. And our first reference will be the Srimad Bhagavatam. Again, because water is one of Krishna's divine energies, it has incredible power. Sometimes we think that I have to, how can I take some natural process of health? There's no power there. I have to take some drugs, some artificial chemical measurement that's made by God, that's made by man, because God doesn't have the power to make powerful medicine himself. So we'll read the characteristics of water. The characteristics of water are exhibited by its moistening other substances. It moistens other substances. Nothing can function without water. Coagulating various mixtures, causing satisfaction. It's described in the story of Narada Muni. When Narada Muni was feeling fatigued in his long journey when he was 5 years old, he just took a little bit of water and his fatigue was mitigated. The water is very powerful. Some of you are Brahmins, or at least you perform Tulsi worship, and so many of you perform Achmana, taking 3 drops of water and saying the names of Krishna. When you take the drops of water, don't you feel like something comes to life? I'm always amazed. It's like, just 3 drops of water did that?
Yeah.
You feel like a new person. You feel like you just took a vacation or something. Water is very, very powerful. Even little drops of water, or especially little drops of water. Much water is not needed. Particularly in the philosophy of nature cure medicine.
Is it actually the problem? Isn't there a place of politics that one can also come? If you see someone with a bad mentality, you should look in the sun for purification. You know?
I never heard of it. I know that one's supposed to jump in a river.
Yeah, river I also know. You know.
Yeah. But the sun is so purifying, actually. Prabhupada gives that example, how we can't imitate the controllers, like the sun is a controller. The sun evaporates urine from a filthy place, or evaporates the filth and the urine from a place and disinfects it. Yet, the son doesn't get infected. So God, or one of the powerful demigods, can do something like have a rasa dance or smoke ganja without getting infected. But if we imitate them, then we get infected. So in that sense, he was using the example of the sun as a powerful purifier. So then Prabhupada continues. It is sometimes found, starvation can be mitigated by drinking water. It is sometimes found that a person who has taken a vow to fast takes a little water, if he takes a little water at intervals, a little water. Apomaya prana. Prana is life, as you were mentioning the word prana. Apomaya prana. Life depends on water. With water, anything can be moistened or dampened. Flour dough can be prepared with a mixture of water. Mud is made by mixing earth and water. As stated in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, water is the cementing ingredient of different material elements. If we build a house, water is actually the constituent in making the brick. Fire, water, and air are the exchanging elements for the entire material manifestation. But water is most prominent. Also, excessive heat can be reduced simply by pouring water on a heated field. So in addition to taking water as food through the normal passage, which is the mouth, as we discussed with the other elements, food can be taken in by the other parts of the body other than the mouth. For example, air, we were discussing the importance of circulation of air within the body. So air is also taken through the pores of the body. Sometimes in theater, people paint themselves with different colors on their skin. In some theater productions, somebody once painted himself gold, and in a few moments he died because he couldn't breathe anymore through his skin. So air is a very important food, and food can be taken through other parts of the body than the mouth. Similarly, water, just as sun can be taken through the pores of the skin, water can also be taken as a food to nourish the body and pull out toxins from the other parts of the body. As it says here in the Bhagavatam, excessive heat can be reduced simply by pouring water on a heated field. Many times pain is caused by heat. We say, I have an inflammated something or other. The doctors are very fond of making these big Latin words, inflammatitis colitis, or intoxilitis colitis. They make these big words just to scare the person into thinking that I'm going to die in 5 minutes if I don't spend $700 on this medicine that this doctor wants to give me. As Prabhupada was explaining, doctors in Kali Yuga, he said, they simply take your blood, take your money, and give you some horrible, useless medicine. So let's consider, what is an inflamed inflammatitis colitis, or whatever it is. It's simply an inflamed colon. An infected... Colitis means an inflamed colon. Or what's a colon? Colon is that... colon is that thing that's inside you.
Yes, down.
Down.
Colitis is a man's book, huh?
So, if colitis is an inflamed colon, inflamed means heated, I can decrease my colitis by putting cold water on the colon. I can put cold water internally. There's a process called Atona. And then I can put cold water on externally by taking a cotton cloth, and I say cotton because the air mixing with the cold water produces a chemical reaction that pulls out the toxins. Because again, air is a nourisher and a detoxifier. So, you take a cotton cloth and put cold water from the tap. Again, we're not depending on any other living entity.
You mean cotton, not wave cotton, but...
Chatter, a piece of a dhoti. And just put it on the area. You can make a belt around the abdomen. Say 4 inches or so, all the way around with cold water. Leave it on a half hour before eating. Or 3 hours after eating. If you have a rash or an infection on your arm, keep cold water on it, or put a cold, suppose you're wearing a long shirt, just put your shirt underneath the water, unless it's cold out.
What is a rash?
A rash?
Is a wound?
If you have a headache, you can pull out the toxins of the head with cold water. It's not that, okay, I have a migraine headache, so now I'm putting cold water on. Oh, it didn't work. So it's not work. It doesn't work. It'll work, but there are also other things that we have to do. It might, if we're already doing the other things, that'll be the only extra thing that I have to do. Or I can put my head under the cold water for 3 minutes. And it will pull out the inflammation or heat. If I have no energy, I've been out in the sun for too long, take a cold shower. And the cold refreshes. As we know, we take a cold shower in the morning after feeling dead before Mangalarti, and we feel refreshed. And then after the cold shower, if you make it even colder, just on the head, that gives an additional refreshment. As Prabhupada said, keeping a cool head.
But the cause of trouble might be that there's not enough fire in the body, for example, for digestion, and you feel problems, and then you put this cold.
The cause of most problems is digestion, and we'll get into that when we get into the earth element. So, let's see what Prabhupada says further about water and health. I don't know if I'm going to find it just at this moment because I didn't mark this down. But at other times I've had to read it as a reference. That sometimes when one has a pain in the abdomen, he may go and take a bath in the river.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he's ill, he'll take a bath in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Because the water disinfects. Sometimes when I'm distributing books at the airport, I may get a very bad backache. So I'll just take some piece of cotton cloth right at the airport. I'll bring it with me. Or if I don't have one, I'll just pour water on my sari, just on that part of the back. Then I totally forget about it. I know it's going to work. I go on distributing books, and in 20 minutes, the pain is gone. So this is a self-sufficient. It's not that we're saying, don't follow this doctor or that doctor, don't take your herbs, stop taking your teas. We're not saying anything. We're just saying that this is a very simple, self-sufficient, natural way of living that increases the health. And once again, I'll quote Prabhupada where he said that I should go to Hawaii because the ocean air would also be very nourishing. So again, the power of water. If there's very much pain in the leg and too much walking or whatever, you can put cold water on the leg. Or 2 minutes cold water, 2 minutes hot water, 2 minutes cold water, 2 minutes hot water, or just 10 minutes of cold water. At night time, if you have problems sleeping, because the body is very active and the nerves are very active, or even during the day, if the body is very nervous from being in not very strong health, then you can put hot water. Soak the feet in hot water for 10 minutes with a cold cloth on the head, or even if you're not able to put a cold cloth on the head, soak the feet in hot water, or let the running water go on for just 5 minutes. And this relaxes the whole body system. There's nobody to give me a massage. What am I going to do? I'm so tense, I don't know what to do. Just put your feet under the hot water. So it's self-sufficient. Then there are other cold water therapies which are more involved. One is a spinal bath treatment, which is particularly good for bad backs, but also helps any ailment in any part of the body. Why is this? It's because the nervous system, which sends messages to all the organs of the body, is located in the spine. If we can get cold water on the spine, then what happens is the heat from the rest of the body rushes to that now cold place, and there's a tremendous activity, and that chemical activity of the heat and cold rushing around increases the circulation of air. It nourishes the nervous, the nerve ending. It nourishes the bone cells. It changes the bone system by revitalizing the cells, the physical cells of the bone. Yeah, there's all those things. So if there's any ailment, one can take a spinal bath. That means either one can lie down in a bathtub of a half inch water, letting the faucet keep going, so that there's always fresh water in the bathtub. And the feet should remain outside the water, against the wall, for about 20 minutes. And then end that with a cool